Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. Well, guys, I am sorry to report, but the press conference in the Madeline Soto case was one big nothing burger. There was no new information shared regarding the crime or additional charges. So all we heard from the police chief was that the detectives are working tirelessly. She said that everyone close to Madeline, including her mother, is considered a suspect. They are still waiting on the medical examiner's report that has not yet been released, so they don't have a manner of death. Stearns apparently is not talking. We know he's represented by a public defender, and he is just not sharing any info. Someone asked if there were additional victims. The police chief said no, not associated with this household. I believe they were referring to the child pee materials that Stearns had on his phone. The names of any of those victims, if they have been identified, are protected, so they cannot be released. What it sounds like to me is that he had a stash of child pee that he acquired somehow online, and in those materials there were children other than Madeline Soto. The police chief also said that Jen Soto, Madeline's mother, is cooperating. So those are the highlights of the press conference this morning. I think a lot of us were hoping for more information. What's clear is that the police do not want to make any mistakes. They don't want to leave any stone unturned, and they're trying to be meticulous in this investigation. At least that's the impression I have. For those of you who want to watch the press conference, here you go.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today and allowing us to provide an update on our investigation into Madeline Soto's disappearance and death. Madeline was reported missing on Monday, February 26, 2024, just one day after her 13th birthday. Since then, our investigation has been relentless, fueled by the unwavering commitment to uncover the truth. During our forensic investigation, we uncovered disturbing evidence, graphic images, and videos depicting crimes being committed. It was during this examination that we learned we needed to act swiftly to remove the suspect, Stefan Stearns, from our streets. Despite the arrest, our investigation into her disappearance remained ongoing. We understand the importance of thoroughly exploring every lead and piece of evidence. The Kissimmee Police Department, along with other law enforcement agencies in Central Florida, continue their search for Madeline for the next several days following her disappearance, and we turned to the public for help. During this time, our investigators combed through a significant number of tips, and on March 1st, we received information placing Stearns' vehicle in a rural area of St. Cloud, where ultimately Madeline's body was discovered. We are all deeply saddened by the outcome of Madeline's disappearance. The Kissimmee Police Department continues to piece together the timeline leading up to the events that occurred. I want to address some questions we are receiving from the media in everyone's effort to keep the community up to date on this tragedy. At this time, Stearns is facing a total of 60 charges related to our investigation. This includes sexual battery, lewd and lascivious molestation, and unlawful possession of materials depicting sexual performance by a child. These charges reflect the meticulous work of our law enforcement community. Our detectives also are working closely with the state's attorney's office for the 9th Judicial Circuit and the medical examiner's office on the investigation. Death investigations are complex. Tasks like forensic analysis and thorough interviews are crucial and require careful attention. It is vital to address these misconceptions in the pursuit of justice while preserving the integrity to the case. During an investigation such as this one, we gather additional information from individuals close to the deceased. Each person interviewed is treated as involved until proven otherwise. This is a standard protocol to ensure all the facts are uncovered. During our investigation, we have interviewed many individuals. Each interview has been vital to our understanding of the case. We are reviewing all of the information we received and are following up on every lead. Attention to detail and the diligence are the most important aspects of this investigation. We are committed to transparency and will provide updates when possible. Madeline's story has touched the hearts of many. Rest assured, our department is diligently working on the investigation. And while we appreciate the public's interest, we must prioritize the integrity of the investigation. We appreciate your support and understanding as we gather the facts. We intend to release additional information in the future, providing more details that we do not compromise the ongoing investigation. We vow to do everything in our power to ensure Madeline's memory is honored with justice. Our detectives are dedicated to pursuing every lead, uncovering every fact, and holding those responsible accountable. Now I will open it up for any questions.
Chief, I have a question. We know that you're working behind the scenes during this investigation to make sure everything is in order, but what can you tell us new today that we don't already know?
I don't have anything new that you don't already know, other than our detectives are working tirelessly day in and day out to ensure, you know, all the facts are uncovered in this investigation.
Chief Holly, is the mother a suspect or a person of interest in this investigation? And also, with the videos that you uncovered, is there any evidence of the mother's involvement on any of these videos?
So everyone that was close to Madeline is considered suspect until we have proven otherwise.
Chief, how close are we able to know what actually happened to Madeline Soto?
Well, you know, this is a very sensitive and, you know, it's very intricate. We want to make sure that we uncover every single fact and all the evidence before, you know, we don't want to put a timeline on it, basically, you know, because the detectives are very meticulous in what they do. And we want to be sure that everything is uncovered that possibly can.
Chief, can you release any information about the manner in which Maddie died at this point?
No, ma'am. We are still waiting on the medical examiner's report.
Chief, do you believe Maddie was killed inside of the family's home or somewhere else?
We're still uncovering all of those details. I'm not going to speculate on that until we have the facts.
Chief, can you tell us if Stephen Stearns acted alone in all of this?
We're still uncovering all the evidence. I don't want to speculate whether he was or not. We will wait until the investigation, you know, is completed to make that determination.
Has Stephen Stearns said he acted alone, or what has he said in interviews with you? Since we know he's in jail.
Yes.
What has he told you about other people's involvement, if any?
He has invoked his right to a lawyer, so we have not spoke with him.
Is there any time that you can expect an update for us? The public is asking every single day, and we understand that you're working on the investigation, but we would like to give them something.
I don't want to rush my detectives. I think it's paramount that they take their time, and, you know, Mr. Stearns is not going anywhere. You know, he's in jail, and he's going to be there for a while, so my detectives, you know, I want them to be, you know, just look at every single detail and make sure. But I don't want to give a timeline at this point.
You mentioned you're working closely with the medical examiner. What does that relationship kind of look like? And what information are they able to release to you before that exam is complete?
So not really. I wouldn't say that they've released an information. We depend on the medical examiner's report for our report, so we're going to have to wait until they release that report.
Do you believe there are any additional victims?
No, it appears that this all was isolated to the home.
Chief, I'm still trying to get a sense of things. Do you still feel like you have more questions than answers at this point?
I think our questions are being answered slowly but surely. You know, for the integrity of the investigation, we have to, you know, keep things close until such time as we hold those accountable for her death.
Chief, do you feel like this is taking longer than it should because Stearns is not speaking?
No, I just think that, you know, sometimes these investigations are just very lengthy. We know that he is in jail and he is not going anywhere. So the detectives are just making sure they cross the T's and dot their I's. You know, they want to put together, you know, a foolproof investigation.
Chief, is the mother and the family members being cooperative and answering questions? Have they lawyered up? And also the father of Madeline, who who is not a Florida resident. Is he a part of this investigation or at least being asked questions?
We have interviewed, you know, all those family members that are close. Mother has cooperated. She did give us an interview. So there's, you know, no one is not cooperating other than Stearns.
We know that the crimes were committed in the home. We also have, you know, the date of birth of the person, but we have not confirmed that that is Matt in Minnesota. Would you be able to confirm that information for us?
Right. So all of the charges are with children under the age of 18, and, you know, they are protected. Their identity is protected under the law.
So it's been a couple of weeks. Nobody's charged for the murder of Madeline. Nobody knows exactly what happened to Madeline. We can expect in a couple of days someone's going to face charge for the murder of Madeline Soto.
When the detectives put their case together, you know, like I said before, they want to ensure their investigation is tight. We're working, you know, hand in hand with the state attorney's office to ensure, you know, every piece of evidence is revealed and uncovered. So I can't put a timeline on when that might be.
And Chief, with his cell phone, there's one thing I understand here. So he originally went to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. At least that's what we understand. He gave the cell phone to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. The Sheriff's Office then found something on his phone, which led to an arrest. In the arrest affidavit from Kissimmee PD, it says he offered his phone freely to Kissimmee PD. Can you kind of explain how that happened? Because I just have a tough time understanding how somebody who's been arrested for something on his phone freely gives a phone up again.
Well, I don't know the intricate details of. I do know that the Orange County Sheriff's Office and Kissimmee Police Department were working hand in hand, you know, during, you know, the actual disappearance investigation. So I don't want to speak on exactly how that happened, but it's not uncommon for us to ask someone if they want to, you know, give up their phone.
Chief, is there anything in particular that keeps you up at night regarding this case?
Well, a lot of things keep me up at night. You know, my takeaway from this is talk to your children, families, talk to your kids. Know that there are agencies out there, the abuse hotline, Help Now, you know, that people can report suspicion to. And I would encourage mothers and fathers to have those conversations with the kids and be aware.
Last question. Had you guys investigated this family before?
Not for anything like this, no, ma'am.
I'm sorry, can you just confirm how long that relationship was, the mother and the stepfather?
That is still being under investigation. We're trying to get the timeline for that.
Chief, I have one more question.
Thank you.
Is a case that became really big out of nowhere for a lot of people, but what has the department learned through all of this so far?
Well, this was a very tragic event. You know, I think that, like I said earlier, it's up to us, up to each family member to have those conversations with your kids and report any suspicion of abuse to your school resource officer, to, you know, an adult that's a trusted adult, to any police officer that's out there. So just report it and let the law enforcement community investigate. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.